In San Francisco, you can rent a bike or share a car, or get a Lyft from a ride-sharing service like Uber or Lyft. Lyft cars are identified by decorative mustaches, and owners earn money by transporting passengers who pay for the ride on their smartphone. Lyft's Emily Castor says the service recently expanded to 60 U.S. cities.
It's almost the classic example of what parents tell their kids not to do, right? Like, don't get in cars with strangers. We learn when we're little kids, and yet that's exactly what we're asking people to do.
Many young professionals rely on the services, including Stanford University student Sam Mercer.
It saves me time and money. I can split the fares with all my buddies.
The sharing movement prizes access over ownership, says University of California Berkeley transportation expert Susan Shaheen.
It's taking a person's relationship with a private, personally owned vehicle or leased vehicle and altering that.
Entrepreneur Noah Karish of the sharing site Feastly matches people who love cooking and those who love to eat, letting amateur chefs earn extra money by hosting house parties.
A Filipino food from a small island that you can't find anywhere in the U.S. to a more experiential thing like a foraging hike and a meal after that.
Business owners and entrepreneurs share office space in a section of the building that houses the San Francisco Chronicle newspaper. Bike riders share locker space or rent a bicycle through bikelink.org. Entrepreneur Stephen Grover is the founder.
It serves occasional cyclists as well as regular cyclists because there's no membership fee. You're not paying for BikeLink during the winter months if you're not riding your bike.
Hundreds of participants of the sharing economy met in San Francisco recently together with investors to discuss opportunities and challenges. Natalie Foster of the online sharing group Peers.org says the movement grew out of online networking.
And we believe it's more than nonprofits or businesses. It's actually a movement of people who want a different sort of economy.
It's an economy based on consumer ratings as users share their experiences and rate a site online. Not everyone is happy. Hotel owners say the home sharing site Airbnb encourages unregulated hotels. Ride-sharing sites are accused of running taxi services with little regulation. Local and state authorities in the United States and governments worldwide are dealing with the issue on a case-by-case basis. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, San Francisco.